Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Delighted to see so many of you here. I've got a light shining in my eyes. I'll just change that a little. Good. I'd like to introduce you to two of our new group executive members to you. If we can do that briefly. First of all, we have Becky Kamala, who joined us recently, and Dr. Rhino Groh, who used to head up our solvents business and now is heading up the entire chemicals cluster. Just so that you know what he looks like. And the rest of us you should know pretty well by now. If you don't, please ask us. Good. Well, I'm sure you don't want to be here for too long with the markets doing what they are at the moment. I was hoping that the rugby would be good enough news to settle the JSE down a little bit, but it doesn't seem to have been the case. So we'll be out of here as soon as we possibly can. I'll do a couple of introductory slides and then Christine will take you through the financials and I'll end off with a couple of words on our strategy. Starting off then, this is something of an agenda. Safety is first because we like to emphasize its importance and our safety record is improving, thankfully. The operating profit up 12%, you're familiar with that. Synfuels volumes are down by 7%, mainly due to this very large shutdown we had during the reporting period, but more of that in a moment. And we are very pleased to be able to say that Oryx GTL is on track. It's produced its first product. That first product, some 30,000 tons, will be put into the marketplace during this month. If all goes according to plan, so we're absolutely delighted, but more on that in a moment as well. Only a couple, fortunately, of our big projects are still taking strain on schedule, and we'll go through the details. But I'm sure you're aware by now that this is not a Sasol issue only. This is a South African issue. In fact, it's a global issue that the ENC contracting world is somewhat overheated, and that's having an impact on costs and schedules throughout the globe. To the future, growth impetus from new projects, and I refer there specifically to Oryx making a contribution in the next financial year. We'll make a slight contribution this year too. Oryx, the polymers, doubling of capacity, and of course the continuing growth of our gas chain is where we're going to be seeing that growth coming from. And when Christine's done, I'll talk a little bit more on the strategy. Safety, a moment on this. We are improving, we say with some humility. We've set ourselves some very tough new targets, which include all our service providers, safety statistics, includes occupational illnesses. So we've got work to do here to get to those very challenging targets we see down there. More work to be done in this area, but happily we are seeing some results from our efforts. The financials, by now you know pretty well. Headline earnings per share up by 7%, lower than the attributable at 14% because of some capital effects, which Christine will take you through. Major capital projects, 6.1 billion in the half year, 57% of that in South Africa. We remain committed investors in this economy. Gearing down, interims up, interim dividends up by 11%. Talking about some of the big impacts on our results, obviously, is this Synfuels volumes being down. And this was largely, as I said, due to the fact that we had, it wasn't really a total plant shutdown, it's a bit of a misuse of terminology. It was half of Synfuels was down for quite a period for a statutory shutdown, a planned one. We do this once in every 4 years. And in the corresponding period, there was no shutdown. So that's quite a harsh comparison. Hence the volumes being down quite so considerably. This obviously has had a knock-on effect. We've had to keep the markets wet. We've had to import fuels as well as optimizing what we do at both Natref and the rest of Synfuels. We've been able to do that quite easily, fortunately, but there have been cost impacts. And then when Synfuels is down for a shutdown, obviously polymers and solvents and the other facilities downstream have a shortage of feedstock, and so we can see the impact of this in their results too. Another impact not listed there is the one of cost impact. Obviously having a large shutdown in this period does impact on our costs. These were budgeted costs, we planned for them. In fact, Synfuels' cost structure costs are very much in line with our budget, in fact a little better than our budget, so it's not unplanned stuff, but it has had an impact on the year-on-year comparison. Good, I suspect you might have a question or two on that later. What we are really pleased about, as I mentioned, is Oryx, the fact that the technology has run, it works, it produces products on specification. This is the product, the real McCoy, all the way from Ruslafond. Many of you have been there. There are probably other couple of samples you can have a look at. You can smell it, you can look at it, you can even taste it, as long as you don't drink too much. I see Leon shaking his head. Yeah, he's worried about all these lawsuits that will come from the runny tummies. But it's a very good product. We're delighted that we were able to market that starting of this month, some 30,000 tons. And I think the other bit of good news is that Oryx won't make too much of a contribution, but it certainly will be making a contribution to operating profit in this financial year still. And I don't think there are many billion-dollar projects around that make a contribution to operating profits in the first couple of months of operation. So this is really a defining moment in this rollout of Sasol's strategy. It's probably also a defining moment in the growth of a new gas liquids industry that we've been talking about for some time. Yes, we have had teething problems, and we still continue to have a couple of teething problems, but in terms of the ramp-up schedule, I think we're pretty much on track for a facility of this size and complexity. And perhaps a thought on this one as well is that what differentiates Sasol is that we do new technologies. We take the technology risk. The upside is that we develop industries where nobody else has developed industries, and we do so successfully, and we make a lot of money. The downside is we take some risk, and sometimes taking being on the cutting edge, sometimes on the bleeding edge of technology means that we have a few teething problems before we get the technologies away. We had a similar situation when we started up Sasol 2. We eventually got that going very successfully, and we're very happy with the progress that we're making on Oryx at this time. Our technology, our risk-taking on our technology is an effective barrier to entry for other entrants into this gas-to-liquids game. It's very good on paper, it's not so easy to do in practice. Good, so happy with progress on Oryx. Less happy with Project Turbo. We have had some highlights there in terms of getting the polyethylene plant away and meeting its guarantee runs there successfully, as we see on the second bullet. New polypropylene plant, PP2, is suffering from the same issues around engineering and construction that a number of global projects are, and that is expected now to start by September of 2007, which is pretty much in line with what we disclosed in December. But the issue is around the SCC, the catalytic cracker in Synfuels. It has been up and it has run reasonably successfully a couple of times, but it is underperforming. We're not happy with its performance. So we've taken it offline now and we're working very hard with KBR, the technology suppliers. You remember this is not our technology, this is technology supplied by KBR. We're working very much with them to make some modifications to make sure that we get this operating exactly where we want it to. Moving on to Aria, the other big polymers plant. There has been slippage in terms of the dates that we indicated to you previously. You recall we discussed the fact that the utilities were problematic. I'm happy utilities supplied on that site by others to us. An enormous site, well worth visiting one day. But those utilities are now in place. They tend to be a little unreliable, which has certainly affected our schedule. You can't start up a plant without cooling water or without steam, and we've had quite substantial delays as a result of that. But we've also had our own delays in terms of finishing off construction. So we are happy to report the cracker and the high-density plant are complete as far as construction is concerned. We're busy with pre-commissioning. And those are the dates that we see there. Cost-wise, we're within a couple of percent of the budget and the numbers that we indicated to you last time. So this kicker box at the bottom, there are a couple of projects that we have to keep a careful eye on because of this global problem resulting in delays and increased costs. And I'm very happy, perhaps in question time, to give you a few more statistics on this issue. Another key item for us is the windfall tax. You'll appreciate that there's not too much we can say at this stage. We are studying, as I'm sure many of you had, this 180-page document that's quite complicated. We need to understand it very carefully, and we will be engaging with Treasury, as has been indicated publicly by the Minister, during the course of March, and then we'll get into a discussion. I think important to note that these views that have been put forward are the task team's views. They are not necessarily the Treasury's views at this point in time, and we will establish what their views are, obviously, as we go into discussions with them. We're very happy, though, we can engage with them, and we hope to finalize this as soon as we possibly can.